WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes has named Sam Richardson as the Cyclones' starting quarterback for the August 30th opener against North Dakota State. The junior from Florida started 8 games during an injury-plagued 2013 campaign in which the Cyclones finished 3-9.
Obviously, going into the season, this is what I wanted, so it's a nice relief to know that I'll be back there and is just coming out every day, doing what I can to get the job.
Well, Richardson says things started clicking for him just a few days into preseason camp.
It kind of took a week into camp, actually. It was kind of, I guess, going out there with a new focus and trying to get the job. And once they kind of noticed that I was trying to work to get there, they kind of noticed it and gave me more reps, and it kind of worked from there.
Richardson beat out sophomore Grant Rojas for the starting job. Rojas led the Cyclones to wins in their final 2 games of 2013.
The main thing that I was focusing on was consistency, and that was, I think, the one thing that stood out between the two of us. I feel like I was more consistent throughout the practices and not really having a real low day at all throughout the camp, so that definitely paid off in my advantage.
Rhodes says that Richardson has been impressive in practice.
He's displayed great leadership, and that certainly includes poise in the pocket, where he's been very much in control of our offense and of himself. His understanding of the scheme and decision-making has really grown in the time that we've spent here the last 2 weeks. And maybe as much as anything, he's thrown a great ball.
Rhodes says that he's been impressed with the way Richardson has bounced back from a disappointing end to last season.
There was a point in the spring where he was on the bottom looking up. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to him, his thick skin, his self-drive and motivation to compete. And at this level, you need that competition, and that's truly what we had going on, and he's the one that surfaced.
Richardson will lead the Cyclones into their opener just about a week and a half from now, August 30th, against North Dakota State. 2-time Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year Braxton Miller, considered among the top contenders for the Heisman Trophy, reportedly re-injured his throwing shoulder in practice yesterday. Ohio State officials declined to confirm that the quarterback was hurt again or speak to the severity of the injury, which was first reported by the Columbus Dispatch. Miller, a senior, had missed spring practice after surgery on his right shoulder. He'd been held out of a scrimmage and practices during fall camp after experiencing some soreness, but he proclaimed last week that he was healthy and ready to go. If Miller is unable to play in the 5th-ranked Buckeyes opener on August 30th against Navy, redshirt freshman J.T. Barrett would likely get the start, backed by sophomore Cardale Jones. Well, number 14 Wisconsin won't officially announce its starting quarterback until the season opener on August 30th against number 13 LSU. Coach Gary Anderson made the announcement yesterday following the team's second scrimmage. Anderson said that returning starter Joel Stavi and challenger Tanner McAvoy had solid efforts in a scrimmage that included 3 offensive turnovers and 1 defensive touchdown. Anderson will sit down with offensive coordinator Andy Ludwig and make a decision soon about the starting job, but he doesn't plan to share it. It's the same way he handled the competition last preseason before picking Stavi. The incumbent appears to be the front runner. McAvoy's mobility may allow coaches to draw up some packages for him even if he doesn't get the starting nod. Well, the status of Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles remains in question after he missed Sunday night's preseason game in Carolina because of a bruised foot. Charles had made it through every training camp practice without picking up any significant bumps or bruises. Then when he was in the process of moving out of the Missouri Western dorms Thursday night, he rolled his foot over a curb. The Chiefs had no media availability on Friday or Saturday, so the injury was not revealed until Sunday when Charles was not on the trip to Carolina. Coach Andy Reid said yesterday that Charles had x-rays and an MRI exam that revealed no significant injury. Still, it's unclear how long Charles will be out. Cleveland Browns head coach Mike Pettine had hoped to name his regular season starting quarterback by today, but that was before Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel both kind of stunk last night during Cleveland's 24-23 loss to Washington. Hoyer was just 2-for-6 for 16 yards in 5 series, while Manziel completed just 7 of his 16 throws for 65 yards and a touchdown. Manziel also had a shining moment when he raised the middle finger of his right hand as he jogged away from the Redskins' sideline after a play late in the third quarter. Well, Johnny Peralta's 10th inning single, his 3rd hit of the game, drove in the winning run, giving the St. Louis Cardinals a 6-5 win over the Cincinnati Reds last night. Jay Bruce homered, doubled, and knocked in 4 runs for the Reds, giving him 9 RBIs in 4 games. Brandon Phillips returned from a left thumb injury wearing a brace and was 0 for 4 with a walk. Logan Andrusik entered with one out in the 10th and gave up consecutive singles to Matt Holliday, Matt Adams, and Peralta. Andrusik was activated from the disabled list earlier in the day. Peralta's RBI single in the first was just his second in 32 at-bats against the Reds this season. He also doubled and scored the tying run on A.J. Pierzynski's hit off of Jumbo Diaz in the 8th inning. Elsewhere in the National League, Chicago beat New York 4-1, Washington over Arizona in 11 innings 5-4, and it was Atlanta beating Pittsburgh 7-3. In the American League, Eric Kratz homered twice after replacing an ailing Salvador Perez, and Jason Vargas pitched 7 strong innings to lead the first-place Kansas City Royals to a 6-4 victory over the Minnesota Twins last night. Vargas allowed 1 run on 4 hits and struck out 3 and had his scoreless inning streak snapped at 17 when Oswaldo Arcia hit a solo homer in the 7th. Perez had 2 hits and 2 RBIs before leaving in the 7th because of discomfort in his right knee, helping the Royals win for the 21st time in 26 games. Kansas City extended its lead over the idle Detroit Tigers in the AL Central to 2 full games. Just 2 other American League games yesterday. The LA Angels beat Boston 4-2, Baltimore over Chicago 8-2. In interleague play, it was Philadelphia topping Seattle by a 4-1 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Salt Lake over Iowa 7-5. Omaha beat Las Vegas 9-5. Iowa will host Salt Lake again this afternoon in Des Moines, while Omaha will have a game tonight at home against Las Vegas. Well, defending champion Rafael Nadal is withdrawn from the upcoming U.S. Open because of an injured right wrist. The final Grand Slam event of the tennis year starts next week in New York. The 27-year-old Spaniard was hurt July 29th while practicing and said he was told by doctors the next day to wear a cast on his wrist for 2 to 3 weeks. He hoped he was able to be able to return in time for the Open. This marks the second time in 3 years that Nadal has had to skip the tournament. He didn't enter the U.S. Open in 2012. That was part of an extended absence because of a problem with his left knee. This is only the fourth time in the Open era that began in 1968 that the reigning U.S. Open men's champion is not in the field. In golf news, Arnold Palmer has had a pacemaker implanted to correct an abnormal heartbeat. According to his website, Palmer had successful surgery Monday at the UPMC Presbyterian Hospital in Pittsburgh. The 84-year-old Palmer was expected to be released from the hospital today. And in basketball news, Andrew White III is transferred from Kansas to Nebraska. Nebraska coach Tim Miles said Monday that White would join his program after playing 2 seasons for the Jayhawks. White had said in May that he would leave Kansas to find a program where he could get more playing time. He picked the Cornhuskers over Maryland, Richmond, Notre Dame, Wake Forest, Miami, and Florida State. The 6'7", 210-pounder from Richmond, Virginia, will have to sit out this season under transfer rules. Then he'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining. White appeared in 19 games last season, averaging just a little over 2 points and 5.9 minutes per game. He averaged a little over 2 points and 5 minutes a game in 25 games in his freshman season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.